Hello everyone, welcome to Mind Blowing, Health and Wellness with Violet. Today, we're talking about the fact that diet is a choice. And just because you've fallen in love with keto doesn't mean that you can force somebody else to fall in love with keto. I'm a psychologist. I work out of Montreal, Canada. My name is Violet Rivera. And the reason that I make these videos is that I want to help people to make significant changes in their lives. And I want to see people be happy and healthy. And so one of the things that I notice is that we are constantly fighting with our weight. And then when we figure things out, we want to tell the world. But we need to keep in mind that diet is a choice. And so there are a lot of people that they start keto and they look better and they feel better and they have more energy. And they just want every one of their family members to be on this plan. But there's a few things we're going to go through to help you to understand why that's not just going to happen right away and why it's okay. Because like I said, diet's a choice, right? There's some parts of this that's okay, and there's some parts that, well, hopefully as the time goes on, people will decide to make better choices. Everybody is doing what they've always done. And it's hard for us to imagine that habit is a good reason to stay in doing something that's not healthy. But the problem is that whether it's a good reason or not, it's really difficult to break a habit. So when you're trying to convince your mom or your dad or your siblings that what you're doing is better for their health than what they're currently doing, yeah, they have that habit of getting up in the morning and eating a certain way, having lunch, having snacks, having, right? So the first thing I'm going to say is that if you're trying to fight against a habit, you're fighting up a hill. Does that mean that they should keep the habit? I'm not saying that, but let's move on to the next reason. Part of the reason that the habits that we've gotten into are so entrenched in what we do is because most of us unwittingly are addicted to food. So this is the other part of why we have to understand the choices people make when we're talking about diet. You see, if I'm not even aware that I'm addicted to something, then when you're trying to tell me that I shouldn't be eating the way I'm just eating, all that's going through my mind is this cascade of fears about never being able to eat bread again, never being able to eat pasta again, never being able to eat whatever other food it is that I love. That I'm thinking to myself, you're trying to take my food away from me. The person that you're talking to might absolutely have weight loss goals, or the person that you're talking to might absolutely have health goals that they absolutely know they need to solve. But you need to have patience when you're talking to people about their diet, because they need to decide to change what they're doing. It needs to be their choice. There is a fear of eating fat. That's the other part of the story that we have to understand. What we're doing is we're coming from this amazing transformation that we've lived, and we're saying, I found the answer, and expecting that everybody's going to be just like, wow, you're right, when the world has told them for as long as they can remember that eating fat is going to kill you. Well, if the world has been telling me from the time I was born that eating fat is going to kill me, it's going to be really hard for me to believe you now to say that everything's turned on its head and that really fat's the savior and going to cause me to lose weight. So you, again, have to understand that there will be a lot of education that will be necessary before someone is going to decide that the ketogenic lifestyle or a low-carb, high-fat lifestyle is for them. The other lie that they've been following is this idea that our body absolutely needs carbs, which everyone doing a ketogenic lifestyle now recognizes, and even people doing a low-carb lifestyle and a carnivore lifestyle, like the people who have allowed themselves to do some research recognize that in actuality, our body has the ability to create its own carbs. If we don't ingest any carbs, we will survive. And I think the biggest misconception that we have is that our brain absolutely needs carbs, and without it we won't get far. But if you think about it, anyone who's fasted for a day or two didn't ingest any carbs and they were able to keep going forward. So clearly our bodies produced the carbs that it needed. When we look at the idea that our diet is a choice, we have to keep in mind what that choice is based on. This is the other piece of the puzzle that's going to help people who do want to make a change make the change. Because if I'm choosing based on my personal beliefs and systems, that's one thing. But if I'm choosing because I'm being manipulated, that's a different thing. And one of the things that I want to point out is that if you look at our history of food, what the generation that is currently in its 40s has been eating is very different than the two generations earlier, or even three generations earlier. The generation that is currently in its 40s is eating a lot of processed food. The generation that's currently in its 40s is being encouraged to eat carbohydrates. The generation that's in its 30s and 40s at this point in time is being discouraged from eating natural fats. What we need to understand is that processed foods and a large number of our fruits and vegetables and a large number of our even our livestock are being produced in a way today that dramatically changes the nutrient value. We are actually eating much more chemically processed foods, much more foods with chemicals in them, whether it's purposeful or accidental, than we've ever had in the generations before us. So the two and back generations before us did not eat the way that we eat in terms of the chemicals we ingest. That's part one, which is that processed foods work on parts of our brain that encourage us to eat excessively. And the sad part about this is that it's purposeful when we're talking about processed packaged foods. There are food scientists who get together to find out what's the most pleasing taste and sensations that they can put forward for people to eat and even overeat these foods, and then they sell them to us as if they're healthy. Now, because the foods taste in a way that are engineered for us to love them, we end up craving them and seeking them. And when you have a chip, can you have just one? When you have a chocolate bar, can you have just a little piece? When you right, so there's this thing happening where for a large number of people, you don't eat a small portion or even the serving size, you eat two or three servings in one sitting, excessively going over the amount of calories you're supposed to ingest in a day. And also excessively raising your insulin, which will then cause you to store more of those calories and anything else you might eat during that meal. Now, we can't just blame the food companies, though, because Mother Nature has created a situation where carbohydrates are pleasing to us. And they're pleasing to us because when we taste carbs and we ingest carbs in a normal circumstance, so a person who doesn't have any metabolic issues and a person who doesn't have any weight issues, if I taste something that's sweet and I'm encouraged because Mother Nature made me this way to eat more of it, then I will store some energy because that sweet will be converted into fat for storage later. And that means that later on in time, maybe a month later or so, when food is scarce, I've got some reserves on me, right? Because I had that honey that I found, or I had those blueberries that I found, or that apple from the tree, right? And so nature created a story where eating a little bit of extra carbs and turning it into sugar, sorry, turning it into fat for storage later is a good thing. But nature didn't expect that we would create a scenario where we have the access to fruit year round, where we have access to actually anything we want to eat year round. We don't actually go through periods of hunger, like for more than a few hours. We don't go through periods where we have to wait days till our next meal. Well, that's important because, well, that's what all the storage is for, right? So diet is a choice. And you do have the choice to choose to eat carbs every single day, despite knowing that our ancestors didn't have that opportunity, that our ancestors went days between meals, and so therefore, we're not consuming carbs every single day, and especially the types of carbs that we consume that are concentrated and expose us to such high levels of carbohydrates, so such high levels of sugar that it becomes toxic to our system. Our ancestors didn't have that possibility. Or you can choose to accept that our bodies can only manage to have 5 grams of carbs circulating in our bloodstream at any particular point in time. And so, therefore, eating extra carbs, so in excess of 50 grams of carbs per day, and for some people, it can be much, much lower than that number, that if we eat more than that amount of carbs per day, that we're putting our bodies in jeopardy and forcing our bodies to store the carbs as fat to protect us from toxic levels of carbs in our system. Rather than using its energy and rather than using its time to efficiently do things like autophagy, which would allow your body to recycle damaged cells and do a cleanup and help your body to function more efficiently, rather than allowing your body to maybe use some of the fat stores and allow your weight to be more moderate and healthy. There are so many things that your body could be doing that's much more healthy than storing carbohydrates as fats. So something for you to think about, because diet is a choice. And we do have the possibility of deciding to diminish the amount of refined carbohydrates that we eat. We do have the possibility of focusing our attention on nutrient-dense, healthy foods, nutrient-dense, healthy vegetables, and allowing our bodies to heal. I hope this video was helpful. I hope it helps you to understand the importance of diet being a choice, and you get to decide. How am I choosing? What am I doing? It's my goal to help everyone to understand that happiness and health takes work. And it's my pleasure to be here to help encourage you to work on your happiness and your health on a daily basis, because that's what I do. And I can tell you, it works. Go out there, enjoy your day. I can't wait to talk to you in the next video.